You're about to spend thousands getting your house ready to sell. Professional staging, a photographer, maybe a lick of paint on the fence, and the whole time you're wondering, is any of this actually going to work? Or am I just bleeding money before I've even listed? It's a buyer's market, interest rates are climbing, and it can be pretty tough if you're a seller right now. So what actually moves the needle when you're selling? And what's just expensive hope? Welcome to Ask the Experts, where each week, people from inside the money world help us make sense of what's happening right now. And in the hot seat, Vanessa Williams from realestate.co.nz, she's got the actual numbers on what's working right now, and she's going to lay it out for us. Making Sense is partnered with realestate.co.nz to get you the info you need in today's market. realestate.co.nz. Download the app today. I want to help as many people as possible reach financial freedom by taking control of their money. You can help me in that mission. Two really easy ways. First, hit subscribe wherever you like to listen: YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any other podcast player. Then send this episode to a friend so we can all level up together. Then the show grows and I can keep giving you the money info that makes a difference for your life. Okay, back to it. All right, in the hot seat, Vanessa Williams, realestate.co.nz. And you have exactly what's going on in the market right now. So we love it. Got a letter that as soon as I saw it, I was like, this is Vanessa's jam. You ready for it?
I am so ready. Hit me.
Okay. Hi, Francis. We're about to list our house for sale, but I'm nervous. You've said a lot that it's a buyer's market, and now interest rates are going up. It feels like there's a lot stacked against us. Our agent reckons we should get professional staging and a photographer in, but it's not cheap. And I'm not sure if it's actually going to make a difference or if we're just being upsold. Is there anything we can actually do to get a better price? Do we just have to cross our fingers? What's worth it? What's just more money out the door? Thanks. I think this really speaks to a lot of people's anxieties, right? It is so hard to know what's worth spending money on and where you can cut back. So what do you think?
As much as we and all of the lovely listeners to this podcast and our viewers out there know we should be making financial decisions with our head, unfortunately, when it comes to property, especially ones that we are going to live in, we usually buy with our heart. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about staging, what does that actually mean? That means that you're creating an environment that people can see themselves living in the house. Look, it kind of depends on your type of furniture and perhaps your type of buyer. So look, if your real estate agent has recommended that, I always say get two or three in, because someone might say to you, look, professional staging, this is what it'll cost. Another might say, well, actually, if we're targeting first-time buyers, which might have less money to spend, actually, your furniture is fine. Or if it is empty, I would certainly really think about staging and really consider that in your budget, because as we well know, empty houses, they're just harder to visualize what your life might look like when you're in that property. But when you are thinking about anything to do with selling, you almost want to take your goggles off and put the goggles on of a buyer, start from your letterbox or out on the road and go, what is going to make me fall in love with this property? What is going to make me see myself here as a permanent resident of this property going forward? If you hadn't lived there, kind of, you know, it's a bit hard to take that off. But, and I have said this before and I'll say it again, if you've got a really, really harsh friend, perhaps they're the best person to start that journey with back on the street and go, actually, what is our curb appeal looking like? What does our driveway? How is our entrance? And more so, you know, because we've got to get through all of that first, and then you get into the house and it's just an empty shell. Oh, I really can't see myself here. So that's probably the bigger question to ask yourself. Put the money aside for the moment and go, how can I attract the best type of buyer and create house price maximization by creating competition on your house, by creating a warm environment that people want to live in?
That is so true. It's really funny. I even think back to when my mom sold her house a few years back. And this was actually several years back now. And it was before, I think, maybe I just hadn't caught on to it, but I think staging wasn't as common at that point. And my mum did get in some staging, some new furniture. And so this was a Lockwood house. So it was all wood inside. A lot of my mum's furniture was antique, and so also quite heavy wood. The stagers got all of that out and into storage, and some really modern, fresh, bright furniture. And what blew my mind, I've been convinced since then, it just, the whole place felt lighter, brighter, bigger. It looked bigger. And I love my mum's furniture, but it was very her home before. And afterwards I looked at it and I thought, maybe I should have taken mum up on, you know, a little bit of a cheap deal here, because it looked like a totally different house. It is amazing. As you say, the getting people to buy with their hearts is how you get them to pay more. And it is amazing how staging can do that for you, right?
And we find ourselves getting a little bit biased on, and perhaps can take a little bit personally, if someone says, oh, perhaps we look at staging, you go, yeah, but what's wrong with my furniture? You know, you've almost got to take yourself out of the equation. And I know that's easier said than done, but your furniture and the way, your vibe and everything is quite personal to you. And if it's harder for people, and maybe you're a bit eclectic, or as you said, you're a very wood-driven house, that can actually put people off. They can't actually see how fresh, light, and bright something might look. And perhaps, you know, having the more neutral tones, the more modern furniture can really lift up an appearance really quite quickly. And again, we do like aesthetically pleasing things as humans, don't we? You know, and so if there's an opportunity to do that, especially when you're selling your house, highly recommend.
Yeah. And I think as well in that presentation mode, that can cover so many things, right? So you've got the staging. You've also got things like a new look of paint, decluttering. You mentioned curb appeal before. So when you're looking at ways to make a house feel more inviting, really have that visual appeal, what are some of the key areas, do you think?
If you're thinking about selling this year, the first person I'd go and talk to is a gardener.
Ooh.
The first area that a buyer sees is perhaps a garden, then you need to start thinking about that perhaps in summer if you're looking to sell in spring, because you want to be planting things that are going to look beautiful and have all their flowers out and look lovely and green, perhaps 6 to 8 months before you even get your property to sale. Now, don't let that put you off if you have not thought about that and you're thinking about selling next week. But, you know, if we've got the time or we're starting to think about this, a garden or what that curb appeal looks like is absolutely number one. I mean, it's not particularly costly to hire a water blaster, water blast the fence, water blast the driveway, if that is part of your kind of area which people are seeing. And of course, a lick of paint. Anywhere you can do that. So a fence, absolutely. Inside if you can, or outside if possible. But those are really kind of superficial, but well worth the investment, because the amount that they lift a property, especially if you have quite a colourful home or a colourful fence. Going back to that idea of people being able to see themselves in your property, you want to try and make it as neutral as possible. So if perhaps you have a red fence and you've always loved a red fence, but it needs a lick of paint, perhaps consider something more neutral, maybe a white or a brown sort of color. So again, it's not taking away from your love of red, but if someone doesn't like red, you're instantly going to get them to go, oh, I'm not sure on this house, right? Before they've even walked in the door. Curb appeal, number one. Number two is what people are looking at when they walk into the house. Find yourself a local handyman. It's amazing what you can do when someone just goes around and gives your house a bit of a zhuzh.
Yeah.
Your local real estate agent, again, should, if they're worth their weight, they will be also giving you this advice. Look, get in a handyman. Do as much surface level pieces that can just lift that value of the house by just the fact that people think they're walking into something that's kind of finished and done.
Yeah, exactly. And it's one of those things, isn't it? It's even like when you run the vacuum around and you suddenly look around and you're like, my house looks so much better. And you weren't thinking it looked, and there's all these bits on the carpet. But these little things, these little cues all add up. And so when you've got time and you're trying to get the house ready, get all those little things ticked off, and it just makes the whole place feel so much better. It could be thousands of dollars. They also mentioned a photographer, that they're quite worried about that. Now, again, what I love about getting you in, realestate.co.nz is where people are actually searching, so we can actually see that. So what difference does it make when we've got good photos on a listing?
You've got to get them to fall in love before they even get there. And so it is super important that you, again, get that harsh friend back and objectively look at the photos and go, what is going to make people fall in love with my house? And that does start by having really great photos. Now, on top of that, and I know I'm going to add another cost to our lovely listeners list, but video, right? Video is so important today because, it allows people, before they've even got to your house, it allows them to understand the layout, which part is off where, what the sort of vibe or the flow of the house is. they now typically they're going to see the photos first. So you still need to get them to fall in love with that first photo before they'll probably click on the video. But let's make sure that A, that lead photo is looking really strong. B, you have a video. Now, I was just looking hot off the press this morning, some stats on the importance of video on a listing. So it is almost a 200% increase in the number of engagements that happen on a listing if they have a video versus if they don't.
That's huge.
It is a huge number. So that is people inquiring, sending an email, calling, or saving your property increases by 200% if you have a video. It's almost 150% if you have a floor plan. Because again, people want to understand where the layout is. That is probably one of the biggest questions we get in from buyers to our website going, can you please add floor plans to all of your listings, please?
Really?
Yeah, it is something that buyers really want. Now, they can range anywhere between a couple of hundred to sort of $500, depending on how many levels and kind of what technology the real estate agent has that you're working with. But again, if you are selling, that is absolutely something you just can't bypass if you want those lovely buyers on your listings.
It's hard to have this investment up front and there's no guarantee it pays off. But in terms of those stats of how much it does increase things, I mean, if you can get even two more people on a listing, they both want it and they bid against each other, you're talking tens of thousands of dollars difference. And it's all just nudging things towards that end result, right? Tipping the odds more and more in your favor, which in a market like this, you do need.
If you're looking for property, start with realestate.co.nz, New Zealand's longest standing property site. They've been dedicated exclusively to property since 1996. That's even before Google. Whether you're buying or renting, no other property site gives you as much information. The Market Insights feature lets you view the median asking, sale and rental prices in a suburb for over 1, 3, or even 10 years. Want to know what a property is worth? The estimated sale price range uses the latest sales figures from the real estate industry. Scroll to the bottom of a property listing to discover what it sold for in the past, the council valuation, and what you can expect to pay for it, even before you view it. Become the property expert. Download the realestate.co.nz app and make informed decisions fast.
Our lovely letter writer here spoke about, you know, it's a buyer's market. I'm a bit nervous. And it's like, yes, it is. So you need to stand out from the crowd because we can't stop needing to sell our houses, you know. And what I will say is while there are a lot of buyers out there and a lot of listings, just interestingly, in March of 2026, we have sold close to 9,000 homes in a month. And it has not been that high since the end of 2021, which was our real peak of the market. So just thinking again, while yes, buyers have the luxury of time, they're being a bit more considered with their decisions, buyers are actually also still transacting. And I think that can be the nervous part when we see a lot of the headlines, just objectively looking at the data. Yes, buyers are taking more time and we do know that, but they're also transacting. The other thing that they said was that interest rates are going up, perhaps. That's the talk at the moment now. It hasn't actually happened.
True.
So again, let's make hay while the sun shines. If there is talk about interest rates going up, buyers will be a little bit more motivated. So if you are putting your house on the market, perhaps you've got this window where there's talk about interest rates. They haven't yet gone up, but we've got some motivated buyers out there who want to beat those interest rates to the finish line.
There you go. And you mentioned before about that stat with the video is just insane. That is such a huge increase. Do we know in terms of getting more eyeballs is one thing, and then that translating to price or, you know, actually, you know, people bidding is another thing. So do we know how much it increases things to have those extra eyeballs and then the end result of selling that property?
That's a really hard one because it's quite property to property dependent. But, you know, looking at a more national level, we absolutely see we create house price maximization when we create demand on the property. You just cannot sell a secret. So if you have not upgraded your house on most of the property platforms, if you have not got the pieces that the buyers are looking for, if you have not got a signboard, is actually really valuable because a lot of people look within their own neighborhoods. And so signboards are something that's really important. Thinking about video and utilizing that, that's what's going to create the increased demand. Now, look, I mean, I've purchased a house before that was very, very poorly marketed. I was going to open homes where there was 20, 30 people in the open home. I went to this particular house. I was like, wait a minute, what is wrong with this? And when I actually looked at it, because it's also part of my job, I was like, this is just a terribly marketed house. And so, yes, it does translate is that if nobody knows about your house, nobody can talk about it, nobody can share it, especially with our wonderful sharing world that we have today, you know, then you're not going to create that demand in your house. You're not going to get a fair market value and be able to get real-time market feedback on what your property is worth. If you're taking it to auction, you're not going to be able to create that demand in the auction room and understand a fair and reasonable reserve rate that your real estate agent, your auctioneer will work with you on, or tender or negotiation, whatever you choose as your sale method. You need to have as many people to be able to view that property. And as we said, translate that into an email inquiry, a call or a save so that they're getting the emails, they're turning up at wherever it is that you're selling your property and making sure that you get the best price for your house given the market that you're operating in.
100%. What about in terms of, I mean, you've mentioned some that I think people actually could probably DIY, but if we're thinking specifically, like what are some easy wins people could get on the board that are the easiest to DIY? Any recommendations on that?
Usually all of the stuff outside typically is quite easy to sort of do. So if you're painting a fence, that's relatively low maintenance. Just go up and down, painted a few fences. Water blasting a driveway, water blasting fences, kind of water blasting external surfaces, you know, a bit of a house washing situation.
If you can have, be quite fun.
Yeah. I find it really satisfying. Like, you know, you kind of go and watch some of those TikToks or you know, where they're cleaning a rug or something. I'm saying, okay, I've watched this for far too long, you know, maybe make a bit of content out of it.
I was just going to say, side hustle as you go. Maybe that's how you do some of this. Have a TikTok account of all your cleanups.
Yeah, but it can be quite satisfying. But I would say a lot of that piece, depending on your painting skills, perhaps you might try painting inside your house. But again, you still want to really value the, you know, getting a professional on A, how long it will take them, how quick it is. They've usually got all the drop sheets and they've done this 100 times. So if you want to spend 3 months painting your house, you want to pay someone for 4 days, you know. Yeah. So it's about understanding that time value piece. But I would say most of the kind of stuff outside, that's probably a little bit more DIYable, but that real inside, that creating that warmth, creating that real elevation on what it is that people are walking into, where they could potentially live, I think that's probably where you want to look at getting the experts in.
And we've talked about a few areas where we would say, you know, try not to cost cut there, but is there a number one where you see people try to cost cut and you would say, not this one?
If they're going to sell it themselves, I really would think about that and understanding the value that you get from a professional helping you to market your house and helping you to negotiate a price. There's a lot on that. And majority of people who start to sell their own house actually realize the challenge with that, especially having to market it themselves.
So you see people bringing an agent later on.
I do.
And by then it's a cold listing.
Correct.
That's quite hard.
Yeah, because people have seen that, gone, I remember when it wasn't staged, terrible photos. I didn't really want to go and see it. And now it's come to the market. Huh, I wonder what's wrong with it, you know. Think about it really seriously before you do bring your house to market yourself, if you are not a real estate professional. And the other thing DIYing that I wouldn't do is I wouldn't skimp on marketing. And this is it. Like, you sort of think about, it's kind of crazy to me because sort of the average marketing cost can be anywhere between $5,000 and $7,000 for a house. When you think about $850,000 to $1 million on average in New Zealand, when you do that as a percentage, really think about what it is and how much more money you can get out of that if it is a well-marketed, well-presented property.
100%. Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much, Vanessa Williams, realestate.co.nz. Now, we have been getting so many questions through for Vanessa. If you want to add yours in, we love doing a deep dive on it. So send it to ask@francescook.co.nz and we will rattle through it in a future podcast episode. Until next time, have a great day.
This podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most situations. It's not individual financial advice. If you're after that, a financial advisor is always the best bet.